Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The world's reaction to the corrupt vote in Venezuela. The no way crowd. This is a good one because there are some details here that the professor can help us with. Argentina, Javier Milei's voice, no way, corrupt, a certain. Panama, same category. Costa Rica, same category. Uruguay, Paraguay, same category. No, no, no. But there's some details here. First, in Panama, prior to the election event, there was a flight from Panama City due into Caracas filled with former presidents. The one I flagged was Vicente Fox. It was refused by Venezuela. Several days later, Copa Airlines has now canceled flights to Caracas. Professor, that plane, Venezuela refused it. Why and what happened?
Well, you rightfully, I think, showcased Panama, John, and we've talked about Panama in recent weeks. And I just want to call out also that although there were some concerns regarding the recent election, the former National Security Minister, José Raúl Moleyno, who is now president, I think is really increasingly shown his mettle. Again, he was, previously worked as National Security Minister. And I'd like to say he doesn't suffer fraud and idiots lightly. And so I think it was really a positive step to see kind of his strong stance here. But as you point out, Copa Airlines, which is provides one of the few remaining access routes into Venezuela out of Panama, apparently getting ready to take off out of Panama City with a whole group of ex-presidents, including conservative Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, among others. Essentially, the plane was blocked from taking off. Maduro clearly did not want people with senior political experience and ties and respect throughout the region being on the ground to basically call out the fraud that was taking place. And so it was interesting that flight was blocked. And of course, subsequently, Panama suspended all of its flights from going to Venezuela, even as Venezuela also turned against and suspended relations against the seven of the countries in the region that actually had dared to question its election results. And so, that in this particular case had included Paraguay, as you pointed out, Argentina, Costa Rica, with, again, the courageous stance by Rodrigo Chavez, Uruguay with the conservative government of Luis Lacalle Pou, Panama, Guatemala, and of course, also Chile, which again, I think shows that the degree of which there is a refreshingly principled stance, at least among a core group of countries, calling out what is really an obvious fraud in the region.
I want to emphasize Peru. We've discussed Peru recently, and the President Boluarte, never elected, ascended to the post after Castillo was jailed, was recently in China, handshaking and smiling with Xi Jinping, and they're building Chanke Port, and the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party is due into Chanke to dedicate it at the end of this year. So Peru making a very, very straightforward rejection of the Venezuela vote, and now the news is that they've withdrawn their ambassador. This seems discordant, Professor. Can you figure this?
Absolutely. So Peru has long maintained relations with a number of different countries, including in the security and commercial sectors, China, Japan, Russia, the United States. And certainly in recent years, especially the troubled President Dina Boluarte has, I think, really been a force to cooperate with the United States on a number of key areas, with the exception of China, where she is a bit all in with respect to things like the Chanke port, really kind of wanting to take the Chinese money. Again, it was a refreshing principled stance, not unlike that which we saw Peru taking in 2019-2020 during the last major push against Nicolas Maduro for his last election fraud. My sense is that Peru in some cases makes these stances for principled reasons, and sometimes also makes these stances to support the United States, hoping that the United States will scratch its back if it scratches that of the United States on some issues. But it's hard to tell to what degree it's one versus the other. But at least when it doesn't come to taking money from China, Peru has continues to be a friend of the United States.
And the others are all principled. I note especially the news this morning that Costa Rica has offered refuge, sanctuary to Corina Machado. There has been one notable arrest in these last hours. I suspect there are many more that haven't been reported. Is Corina Machado at risk here staying in Venezuela, in your opinion? We have about a minute.
Over the long run, yes. I think the protection of both physically and against arrest of Edmundo Gonzalez, of Corina Machado, and others, given the number of other candidates and opposition figures that have been arrested in recent weeks, is very much in play. To me, one thing that's been concerning was to hear Jorge Rodriguez talking about the need to punish or hold accountable opposition leaders, so to speak, meaning Gonzalez and Maria Corina Machado, for the supposed violence that's taking place, and also the supposed cyber attack to which the leaders were tied. And so I do see a kind of case being woven by Madurismo to go after them at the moment when it feels like it has the option or opportunity to do so. But that hasn't happened yet. And I think as long as international pressure remains, they're safe for the moment, but it's something we definitely have to keep an eye on.
We've gone through the list of congratulations led by Russia and China. We've touched on the list of the countries rejecting Maduro's claim of victory. And now we turn to the ambiguity in between before we go to the transnationals, who are uniformly lining up to reject. But the in-between is an important list next. Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, the world's response to the corrupt vote in Caracas, Venezuela. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,